According to the recent data by World Health Organization, 38.4 million people globally were living with HIV in 2021, with the sub-Saharan region of Africa contributing about 67% of total infections. The most affected people are between the ages 15 to 49 years. In Africa, countries within the sub-Saharan region, including Kenya, are the most affected. Kenya has a total HIV population of about 1.4 million people. According to the Kenya National AIDS Control Council, young people account for about 61% of the total new infections, with most transmissions occurring sexually. Today, the youth are concerned more on avoiding pregnancies other than getting infected with other sexually transmitted diseases such as HIV.
Campus, watu wengi wanaogopa mimba, lakini chalia na prefer kuliko avae CD, heri ya kupatia pesa ununue pitu after me have sex, ndo usipate boli.
Mi na prefer bila CD juu CD. Kwanza si feel anything. Squeezy kuna madawa, atuogopi HIV. Ukipata utameza dawa miaka 20, 30, utasurvive.
Alafu unajua pia sisi kwa girl child, heri upate ukimwi than udisappoint wazazi ati umeleta mtoto nyumbani ama you are pregnant, alafu chali atakuja one day akuachanishe hapo, no child support, no nothing, usafe depression, yeah.
A majority of sexually active teenagers prefer the use of Postino-2 pills, popularly referred to as P2 pills. From the cost, the P2 pill is more expensive than condoms and has adverse reproductive health effects if misused, but young people still prefer it. Eric Katana, not his real name, says condoms reduce pleasure during sexual intercourse.
Wengi watumi kulingana hawako sure if it is 100% itakinga, pia they don't know pali metoka, ni metumiwa procedures gani kuitengeneza. Ni kweli hata ukiangalia pande zote mbili, call a spade a spade, ukila peremende na karatasi utasikia ntamu.
For a majority of women, they lack the knowledge on the use of female condoms. Most of these female condoms are expensive and rarely available.
It's not known. It's not common yet.
I've never had a chance to try it, that's all.
Mimi mwenyewe nishatumia female condom and it is very comfortable, iko sawa, naweza ipromote na naweza elezea mtu atumie female condom.
Jen Wambugu, not her real name, is a HIV victim. She says lack of youth-friendly facilities discourages young people from seeking counseling and medication.
Iyo kukua judgmental, alafu katika hizi huduma, zikuwe more youth-friendly, zikuwe mingi youth-friendly services. Manake unapata kama ni mimi kijana, niende katika hospitali, nipate ni mama mzee, sitapata ile nafasi ya kusema chenye kinaniumiza rohoni. Maanake labda nikiongea nitakuwa judge, like, we bado ni mtoto, mbona hizi vitu zote unataka kufanya? Kuna wakati nimeenda kwa zahanati, maanake sio nilikuwa nataka kujua mbinu za kupanga uzazi. Nilipoenda hapo nikaambia we ni msichana mdogo, alafu furthermore umeathirika, so unataka kupanga uzazi wa kazi gani?
Job Akuno, a HIV adolescent expert, has attributed increased infections among the youth on lack of comprehensive information on sexuality.
When we talk about HIV awareness, we could comfortably say that almost everyone is aware. But the question is, what exactly do they know about HIV? Because it's one thing to be aware, it's another one to then have the comprehensive knowledge that propels an individual to make appropriate decisions based on that information. While the awareness has been heightened, it's important for us now to try and unpack what is this information that different age groups among the children and adolescents would understand.
Greg Maura, a psychologist, says there is a challenge in trying to disseminate information because of stigmatization, which makes people fear to come out.
It has been a challenge also for us to disseminate this particular information because one of the, maybe the mindset of our society, if there is still stigma, I will tell you for free, when asked people we are counseling, those particular young people, some are in the institutions, some are in schools, maybe boarding school. So in such a situation, they don't want to really come out because there is still stigma in our society, not understanding maybe some of them, like my brother who here said, they actually found themselves having gotten HIV. But possibly how we have lived the reality as a society begs question, seeing where we are.
With the stigmatization, HIV victims and members of the LGBTQ community continue to hold back on seeking counseling, testing, and medication services. This has led to an increase in HIV infections. As more young people continue to ignore the use of condoms in the country and stigmatization continues, the number of HIV infections and deaths related to HIV and AIDS continue to rise. There is need for the government to enhance HIV and AIDS awareness campaigns targeted at youth. There is also need to involve the youth in these discussions. Reporting for Hubs Media Special Edition, I am Mwamboi Kamau.